Stampede Blue. What we talking about? Indianapolis, AFC South. Stampede Blue, let's air it out. Fly route, let's air it out. Topics, loaded like offense. Colt-centric, talk about it often. Stampede Blue, let's air it out. Fly route, let's air it out. Do it big.
Welcome back to another Stampede Blue Colts cast. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Matt Dainley. Thank you guys for joining me here the night of Colts disappointing 20-16 loss to the Philadelphia Eagles. Look, there is a little bit of everything in this game. There was positives, largely on the defensive side of the ball. Some of the Colts injury concerns came back to haunt them a little bit. But all in all, the biggest takeaway from this game has to be how poorly the offense played. Okay? Now, I don't even know where to start with this, to be honest with you. I was going to wait till tomorrow to do this because I wanted more time to think about it. But I don't know that I necessarily do. Kind of wanted to get it over with and kind of get it off my chest a little bit. But this Colts offense right now, I mean, look, Andrew Luck, 40 attempts, 164 passing yards. He had a touchdown, no interceptions, no turnovers for the Colts, forced two turnovers. Luck only took two sacks, one of them being on that last play inside, or the last play of their second-to-last drive when they turned it over on downs inside the Philadelphia Eagles' red zone. Took a sack on fourth down. Big no-no. Put the ball up. But we'll kind of stretch this out a little bit. I got notes all over the place in this one, and like I said, haven't really had a chance to gather like a direction for the show, but let's look at the obvious. Okay. Carson Wentz, his first game back, neither team was healthy for the most part. I mean, the Colts were missing Doyle. The Colts were missing Anthony Costanzo, of course. And I mean, Danico Autry, Hassan Ridgeway, I get all that. Okay, but the Colts defense has proven that they can play without Autry. I think that they've shown that. The Eagles offense had Carson Wentz coming back to a bunch of, honestly, like third and fourth receivers at best, aside from their tight ends. I mean, Dallas Goedert and Zach Ertz had the top two amount of catches on their team. Running back Wendell Smallwood had the next. Nelson Aguilar had four catches. Jordan Matthews, two. Corey Clement, another running back, three. I mean, they ran the ball down our throat. Without Carson Wentz's rushing yardage on three attempts, he had 10 yards. That's 142 rushing yards the Colts allowed via the Eagles' running back room. The Colts, on the other hand, without Andrew Luck's 33 team-leading rushing yards for the Colts, Jordan Wilkins and Nyheim Hines, two running backs, 37 total yards on 11 carries. Okay, running game was not the same. Big obvious point there. No big deal. But like I said, the Eagles went to their tight ends. The Colts didn't really have a tight end. And Ryan Hewitt, to be honest with you, has looked awful so far. He has been a terrible addition as far as I'm concerned. He's supposed to be a blocker. Maybe he blocked a little better than I realized in this game. But last game, he didn't block worth a crap. This game, I saw him go out for a couple routes, and I don't know if anybody really knew what he was doing on those at all. But Ryan Grant had a good game, okay? Had three catches. Two of those catches were on his touchdown drive where he caught the ball on a third and eight, powered through, I think it was Sidney Jones, for the first down. That was a good play. Good power play, good effort play. Love to see that from a Ryan Grant, guy that I've knocked quite a bit since training camp, right? Didn't have anything there, wasn't showing me anything anyways, and I think a lot of people had the similar mindset. And then even in the preseason, him and Luck's chemistry was not clicking. Since the regular season started, he's come around. He's looked pretty decent. Nothing flashy. We've heard that about him the whole time since we picked him up this offseason. He's not going to be flashy. He's going to be consistent. He has been consistent. And he's, you know, kind of moving the chains a little bit by a little bit. Nice game for him. Hilton caught five balls for 50 yards. Most of that was kind of almost junk yardage, it seems. But Hines, 5 for 25. Ebron had a couple. He had 11 freaking targets and caught five passes. I'm going to tell you about two of those from Andrew Luck. One of them was, I think, in the inside the 10-yard line. Ebron had three defenders around him. Luck threw it anyways. There's another one where he had two defenders on him, and it might have been Sidney Jones again that knocked the ball away, but he threw into traffic just to target Eric Ebron a couple times. Those could have been interceptions. Those were terrible throws, okay? So Luck didn't have like a spotless game just because he didn't have any interceptions. The Colts are checked down, checked. I mean, they honestly brought a new shame almost to the death by a thousand paper cuts saying. I mean, it was disgusting. It was disgusting. On what was that? For actual Andrew Luck, 4.1 yards per attempt, and that's only because of the junk yardage that he got at the end of the game on the very last drive for the Colts. Other than that, he was doing nothing. I mean, I don't mean that he wasn't throwing the ball. He's obviously throwing the ball. He had 40 attempts. But, 2 yards here, 2 yards there, 4 yards, 5 yards. I mean, man, very few downfield. And if they were pass interference. So, good. I'm glad that they tried to go downfield. It didn't work out very often. There were some issues with the Colts wide receivers getting open, especially early in the game, forcing quick three and outs. And Andrew Luck just did not look like a guy that we know Andrew Luck is. He's not a check down doctor, okay? He's a guy who almost has to go downfield a little bit to get himself in the game. Anybody can throw along the line of scrimmage. Nobody cares about those quarterbacks. Any backup quarterback in the NFL can throw the ball along the line of scrimmage 3 yards deep. Any of them. Why are we having Andrew Luck do that? I understand. Frank Reich's system is a little bit quicker. Quick passes. Wide receivers don't get open. What do you have to do? You check the ball down constantly. That sucks. Nobody likes to watch that football. If I wasn't a Colts fan and I was watching this game, I'd have turned it off because it was just so terrible, especially from the Colts offensively. I mean, the Colts had let's get into it a little bit because I put some notes down here that I want to talk to you guys about. I thought it was pretty interesting to say the least and kind of give me a direction a little bit for the show. But, you know, I'll kind of blanket this real quick. We'll get to it in a little bit later in the show. The defense had some stupid penalties. They had some bad calls by the refs. And like I said, bad timing on some of their own, some actual penalties. All in all, though, that defense is keeping this Indianapolis Colts team afloat right now. That is what is helping this team move on. That is the group that we should be making excuses for, that people should be saying, well, we're only, 1 year, year and a half, 2 years into our rebuild here in Indianapolis. No kidding. I understand that. But the defense, the players that are being brought in to establish that rebuild are the ones that are playing well. Jabal Sheard's playing well. Marcus Hunt's playing well. Nobody wants Marcus Hunt on their roster. He's killing it for the Colts. I mean, Ture got a couple sacks today, or sack and a half, whatever you want to call it. Kind of junk. Those were kind of coverage sacks. Still sacks. Still good to get him in the book for that. Darius Leonard's still a killer. Anthony Walker has been fantastic, I think, this year so far. Guy that I didn't expect him to be the starter at Mike. I don't know if a lot of people did because of Sky Moore playing so well in preseason, training camp, so on and so forth. They kind of figured that he might get it. Anthony Walker coming basically out of an injury into week one and has played really well. The chemistry between him and Leonard has been fantastic, I think. Something that is going to help this transition defensively. Kenny Moore's played okay. I mean, he's played pretty good. You know, all in all, I'm talking all three kind of game, collection. Malik Hooker made a big play today. Could have been a touchdown. He was beat, I think, and he got over or something happened on that side of the field. I haven't rewatched the game yet, to be honest with you. So if I'm a little off, don't kill me for it in the comments. But I think all in all, the defense is, like I said, that's the group that we should be making excuses for. Now it's the offense that is screwing everything up. Ryan Kelly, Andrew Luck, Matt Slauson, 12, 13-year vet. I don't think that we should necessarily count Quentin Nelson as a rookie. I think he's played really good. So unless somebody's going to show me that he played really crappy yesterday and I didn't catch it, I'm not counting him as a rookie. He's a stud on this offensive line. The Colts have three interior guys that are studs. I get it. The Colts were without Costanzo. They've had to supplement with LaRaven Clark and Joe Haig. Even Denzel Good today after Haig went out. I understand all that. That's all part of it. I get it. But we're looking at the whole thing, right, with T.Y. Hilton. I understand that Doyle didn't play today, but he has the first two games. The Colts should – that was a depth position for the Colts. Everybody talked about the Colts tight end room like it was great. Now they're talking about it like they can't even function without Doyle on the field? I don't understand that, okay? They've got Swope. They've got Ebron. He was brought in to make a difference. He needs to make a difference. He had a couple touchdown passes in the first game, but or in the first two games. But after that, anything contested, he's struggling, really. I mean, am I wrong? So Ryan Hewitt, he's awful. I haven't seen anything good from him. I hate to call him awful. I'm a little upbeat tonight. Not emotional, okay? I'm trying to look at this at as a realistic point of view here. And everybody keeps talking about the Colts went in. Come on, bright side. Colts went in to Philly and should have come out victorious against the defending Super Bowl champions. That's great. Why are we talking about them as if they're good right now? Somebody tell me that. That was last year's Super Bowl. They had a good season with Wentz, a very good season. They caught magic at the end of the season with Foles, who nobody should have guessed. This year, Foles looked like crap in the preseason. The Colts, he had 145, almost exactly like Andrew Luck's stats today. 140 some odd passing yards on 40 on like 35 attempts or whatever it was in week one. Came back and threw almost every down in week two and still got beat by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Eagles were lucky enough to win week one. The Colts should have beat them today. So this defending Super Bowl champions that everybody is trying to be in awe of right now that the Colts were close to beating should be 0-3. And the Colts, on the other hand, should be 3-0. Am I missing something? Why are we continually talking about the rebuild when the Colts are in position to hold their own fate and they're failing? The Colts are a much better team than they're expected to be because they've got some chemistry in a few places. Andrew Luck should be covering up a lot of warts. He's not. His passing attempts, largely, with the way that this system is set up and the way that they called the plays and everything kind of coming into this perfect storm today, was the problem, not the solution, not the rock for the Colts, not the security blanket to hang on to and say, Andrew Luck's here, we're going to go downfield, we're going to attack these guys. That's not an aggressive offense. Frank Reich told us we were going to see an aggressive offense this year. Where is it at? We're aggressive on fourth down, meaning we go for it. But where are we aggressive when it's third and nine, we're inside of the Eagles' red zone? Where is that aggressiveness? That's what we need, not field goals. You can't beat a decent team, a good team, or a team that was good last year on field goals. You have to get 6 points. The two possessions the Colts had in the red zone of the Eagles handed to them from turnovers, the Colts came away with 6 points and ran, I think, a total of 8 plays and maybe picked up less than 10 yards. That is pathetic. That's pathetic. This offense needs a boost, whether it's Frank Reich getting over this checkdown crap and getting a little more actually aggressive with the play calling. The stuff that's going to work and is working needs to be called. If you're going to say the Colts can't hold up against, like, look, Philly was getting some pressure with their front four without sending an extra blitzer. I understand that. You're right. I'm not arguing that. The Colts held up long enough, 3 seconds. If you went back and you watched the tape and you had a stopwatch and you counted to three and a half seconds, I think that you see that Andrew Luck's got the ball out of his hands or should have the ball out of his hands in that amount of time. So that's why, ultimately, that's why the Colts right now aren't giving up a ton of sacks. Andrew Luck's getting hit a bunch. They 23 hits in 3 weeks. A total of, I think, five sacks. That's why. Because the ball is coming out so early. But the receivers have to do something. The receivers have to win at some point. If you're not winning at the beginning of your route at the line of scrimmage, you've got to win at the stem. You've got to win at the break. You've got to win at some point at a 50-50 ball. Somehow you've got to win, and they're not doing it. So let's kind of move on here. I guess all in all, I just don't understand the excuses that we're giving to the offense when coming into this season, We were all prepared to excuse the defense because of the youth and the inexperience and the second year and the people that, who are upset with the 2017 draft class and all those other reasons. Right now it's the defense that's coming up and making plays. The defense has done enough all 3 weeks for an Andrew Luck offense to win 3 games, and he hasn't done it twice. That's where I'm at. The Colts had one scoring drive, which was a field goal, that started on a possession inside of their own 35. Their touchdown drive that they had was started at their own 45. So they're basically at midfield in that one. One scoring drive that started inside of their 35. They had 5 punts, a field goal, a turnover on downs, and that end-of-game possession. That's what they came away with, 8 possessions from their end of the field. They did not move the ball, plain and simple. Let's look at another one. The Philadelphia Eagles, on their 2 touchdown drives in this game, they had 2. On those 2 touchdown drives, the Philadelphia Eagles had the ball for a total of 16 minutes and 39 seconds on those 2 drives. The Indianapolis Colts, 4 quarters of time of possession, 19 minutes and 40 seconds. 3 minutes difference between 2 possessions and all the possessions of the Colts. That can't happen. That can't happen. 3, 4, 5 play drives don't cut it. The Eagles, on the other hand, had 6 possessions of at least 3 minutes. Okay. Now, they had 2 or 3 possessions that were 5 minutes in there. They had a 6 and a, like an 11 minute and a, maybe another 4 minute possession in there. So not all 3 minute possessions, but at least 3 minutes. The Colts had 9 possessions under 2 minutes and 30 seconds. 9 of their possessions were under 2.5 minutes long. Their longest possession of the game was 3 minutes and 35 seconds. Does that sound like that's a winning way? I mean, it used to be, right? Because we've talked about this a few weeks ago, a couple weeks ago, whatever. When Peyton Manning was under center, the Colts were a quick score, quick strike team. Okay? And we were always saying, man, they've got to hold the ball a little bit longer because this defense is getting worn out. Right? It's not that. It's that they're going so short, they're not getting 10 yards once on these drives. A lot of them. And they have to give the ball back. They have to punt it back. And that defense has to come back on the field for another 5 minutes. And then they're going to kick it. And the Colts, or some one way or another, the Colts offense is going to get it and hold it for 90 seconds? Come on. I mean, look, I'm really annoyed with this offense. So I'm not all, it's not gloom and doom. That's not what we're doing here. Okay, I am very impressed I have expectations for this defense. I have expectations for this offense. But this offense is coming up nothing. Coming up scrubs right now. They've got T.Y. Hilton, okay? I know Doyle was out today. They've got to do something to that tight end room. It's necessary. I think that LaRaven Clark and Joe Haig are not your answers at left and right tackle, obviously. But they're holding up enough for an offense that is diverse, that has some unique plays and unique combinations and route structures, that they should be winning enough. Chester Rogers isn't slow. Ryan Grant is slower than Rogers. He's getting open. T.Y. Hilton appears to be getting open at least a hefty part of the time. Where are they in the first half of this game? The Colts have been quick starters in weeks 1 and 2, right? Putting up points in the first couple quarters, making some real moves, making it hard for teams, making that defense play with a lead, which is what they're supposed to, that is what they're built to do. Today, they took the ball away. Marcus Hunt sack fumbled, strip sacked Carson Wentz, took the and recovered the fumble. And then, what, he threw an interception to Anthony Walker. Both of those. The Colts were so weak with their game plan. They went in, and basically there was a 3rd and 9, and I can't remember which one of those it was. But Andrew Luck did not even care about that going into the end zone. I mean, he just threw the ball at their feet or something. I can't remember what it was. I don't want to sound definitive in what I'm talking about, but it was a 3rd and 9, and I remember coming away from that 3rd and 9 pass attempt from Luck saying, they are literally saying, I do not care if I score a touchdown. I want at least 3 points. That is scared football. That's not aggressive football that Frank Reich told us he was going to give us. Okay? Now, I like Frank Reich's scheme. I like the different maneuverabilities that he does with the running backs, the tight ends. I think that they have enough at wide receiver to where Andrew Luck should be able to get them along, and they should have a few big plays stretched in there occasionally. They're not doing that. They are I mean, it's almost like they're relying on Luck, and I don't mean Andrew Luck. Like chicken leg wishbone Luck to get, you know, a first down. They have to, they are depending on Luck to get extra yards after the catch. Like, I'd break a tackle or two, you know, that's about it. Andrew Luck is late on his passes. They're weak. He's not putting any power behind that pass at all. No speed, man. There's no torque. And let's diagnose this too, because this isn't a shoulder surgery issue. This is an Andrew Luck since 2012 issue. Okay? There are passes where he'll be on one hash, be thrown to the opposite boundary, and it is all touch. Some of those end up coming like right by the face of the defender, because as soon as they turn around, that ball is there, and it could have been a pick six the other way. I remember at least one that was against Kansas City, and I remember another one that was at a Ravens game that I was at, and they I think they won that, actually, and should have lost, because that almost hit the guy in the face. We saw another one today, a couple of them, and this is what he does. Everything's on touch, and if you're late and you're on touch when the pass needs to be gunned in there, that ball is going to get tipped away, intercepted, bad things are going to happen. I think he's insanely just, what's the right word? I don't remember. I don't know. I just think that Andrew Luck, when someone hears me, in fact, there was a comment on YouTube the other day that somebody said, "We're talking about Andrew Luck. What do you mean he needs to take to coaching?" This is what I mean. This is what I mean. Andrew Luck is stubborn. That's the word I'm looking for. He was stubborn and has been stubborn and is stubborn and doesn't wing the ball when it needs some ass behind it. Not everything can be a touch throw. When you're going over the top, touch throw, I get it. I'm not pretending to be an NFL quarterback here, folks. This isn't exactly neuroscience either. This has to get together. Look, you can't touch throw everything, especially 5 yards away. Give it to them. Let them do something after the catch. Andrew Luck, like I said, he's not decisive. He wasn't decisive. He's not been on time with his throws. They're late. And they're too soft. They're too soft. This offense in general needs to be completely broken down this week and re-brought back to life. Because if they're going to continue to throw inside of 5 to 7 yards on every single freaking pass, teams are going to do exactly what Philly did. You don't even have to be good at defense. Do what the Colts do. The Colts defense right now would be taking the Colts offense lunch in those games right now, because they're feeding right into what they want. We're going to rush with 4, gain some pressure, and you throw it, check it down. We're going to light you up with our linebackers, and we're going to hold you to nothing after the catch. Every team's going to do that. You can do that a lot, but you have to switch it up. Right now, especially today, against the Eagles in week 3, Frank Reich did not switch it up. There was a few plays during the game. I mean, the Colts ran 16 plays in the last 3.5 minutes of the game, guys. 16 plays. 9 plays on that turnover on downs, 7 plays on the one that basically time ran out and Andrew Luck was sacked. Or no, the time that it ran out, Brissett threw the Hail Mary, okay? 16 plays. They ran 56 the entire game. The Colts ran almost a third of their offensive plays in the last 3.5 minutes of the game. Nobody out there says, wow, I mean, that's an issue. I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, like I said, guys, the defense is outplaying the offense. I mean, the Colts win the turnover battle. 5 sacks, 2 turnovers, like I said. I mean, they held, actually, the defense, here's what they did. They held the Eagles and Carson Wentz to a missed field goal, 3 punts, and 2 field goals on other than their 2 touchdown drives. They also forced a fumble and had the interception. Those are their, what, five, six, seven. That's their seven, four, nope, I'm sorry, four, six, seven, eight. Eight possessions, three punts, a missed field goal, two field goals, a forced fumble, and an interception. And that's not enough for an Andrew Luck-led offense to win a freaking game? Come on. Never had that in with them three fours of Pagano's time. Never. I mean, maybe a game or two. That's it. It was a, I mean, it was a freaking a coming of epic proportions if it happened during a Pagano game. But now, I mean, I get it. Frank Reich's in the first three games as a head coach. Nobody's killing him for his play calling. Should they be? No, not really. I don't think so. But I mean, they would be if his name was Chuck. I mean, they're not, you know, not killing his going for field goals or only earning field goals in there. That's scared offense, guys. That's scared offense. That's a team that knows they have a backup quarterback at quarterback and then has an excellent top five NFL defense. That's who does that. I mean, Fitzpatrick right now is literally a lifetime backup quarterback, and he's thrown for 400 yards a game. I mean, the Colts are playing right now like they have a backup quarterback as their quarterback. They've got Andrew Luck. I don't want him to throw 50 times a game. I want him to be aggressive, legitimately aggressive. If the running game isn't working, it's not like it matters, guys. Yes, that helps. Yes, believe me, that helps. If, like last week, Wilkins is getting 6.1 yards per carry, that helps. That helps a lot. If you can get a little bit of production of your running backs out of the backfield, that helps a lot. That does. It does help a lot. But how many times did we see it in Luck's first 3 or 4 years? Pass 50 times a game. And it always ended up being a comeback because the defense sucked. Always. But it happened, didn't it? The Colts won 11 games 3 years in a row with nothing but passing and awful running games. Now, the Colts right now are set up to play the 0-3 Houston Texans in week 4. This is a game the Colts can't lose. Okay? I mean, for God's sakes, the Titans beat the Jaguars 9-6 today. So, you can have, I mean, look, this does nothing but prove that every team in the AFC South is beatable. Okay? I mean, the Titans are awful offensively. 9 points. And I think Mariota even played like 10 to 20 snaps or 10 to 20 attempts today. The Bortles and the Jaguars just beat the Patriots. And then they put a sixer up on the Titans. So, I mean, Jesus, the Texans are 0-3, and the Colts go into week 4, looking to kind of not only right the ship, but get something done in the division to start it off. Because most of the Colts' divisional games are in the second half of the season after their bye. That is not, you know, ideal, but at least this gives the Colts a bit of a tug at the division and to look at it and to actually take, you know, a nice solid step in the right direction for the rest of their season to go in there. And either you're going to be playing a ticked off Texans team because they don't feel they should be 0-3, but the Colts should be 3-0 right now. This game should be of almost very little importance, but we should be going in to this game very, very excited and expectant of a Colts win. Okay, but we almost feel like we should be 0-3 to a point. Everybody wants, you know, the first couple games, the Colts are playing pretty well and a lot of things are going right. At least in week 2, they went right. And everybody wants to say, these guys are further along than we expected. These guys are doing really good. And then just because the Eagles have the Super Bowl champions attached to their name from last year Everybody thinks this is some sort of a moral victory. I don't understand. How do you get a moral victory out of a crap offensive game? I don't understand that at all. I mean, Carson Wentz come back, and Andrew Luck was the one who looked like he had been just coming back, like he hadn't thrown a ball. He hadn't been cleared for contact. Andrew Luck was cleared for contact all training camp, all preseason. He's throwing four-yard passes because of this system, because of himself, I think. I mean, it's just, it's a combination. It has to get smoothed out. It really does. Let's look at the rest of the Colts schedule for the 2018 season, because the Colts have a lot of this coming up. I mean, the Colts have a lot of winnable games, guys. Okay. This coming week, week four, the Texans, then the following Thursday, October 4th, the Colts play the Patriots. Is there a bigger game in the first half of the Colts season if they can come out of a game with Houston 2-2, 500, and then put a hurting on, do something with the Patriots, get in a position throughout the game that you feel you can win like they have in the first three? I mean, can you win that game? Then you've got the Jets, the Bills, the Raiders. And then you get into AFC South play big time, where you have three of the next 4 weeks are AFC South opponents, with the Dolphins, who are playing pretty well, scooped in there. The Cowboys, they're awful right now offensively too, but they're in there. The Giants, they finally got their first win today against the Texans. The Colts have a schedule full of possible wins, full of them. I don't know what they'll actually do in the division. I think it's reasonable to say that they should split, because every team has proven they can be beat. Every team has looked awful at some point in time or another. I mean, the Colts have to go 500 in the division this year, don't they? Then you look at the rest of these games. I mean, look, they could be 3-0 with that schedule coming up. Can you imagine that right now? Everybody would be flipping their lid. Doesn't matter other than the final score. But the Colts, again, in the beginning of this season, are repeating a lot of trends that they were in last year with Jacoby Brissett. Not winning close games. Losing halftime leads. Yeah, they did that in the first week, at least. Coming into just this crap offense overall. I mean, a lot of trends with Jacoby Brissett look a lot like what Andrew Luck has done right now. Andrew Luck is not throwing downfield. Jacoby Brissett was throwing downfield last year. They're put up 10 points in three games in the fourth quarter, though. The Colts have this year. I don't remember what they did last year in the fourth quarter, and I'm not going to look. But it wasn't good. And it might have been two or three touchdowns the entire year in the fourth quarter. I think that's right. But the Colts have 10 total points in the fourth quarter this year. That's unacceptable. I mean, they've had a lot of opportunities. That's the problem. This Colts team could be really good right now. Yes. Everybody, when you want to fall back on the excuse that this is the second year of a rebuild, of a complete rebuild, I'm with you. Okay? But don't make excuses for it when 1 week you're praising how good they are and how far along they are. And the next week, just because they lose, you want to talk about why they're in a rebuild and act like you're the first person to ever say it. It's not working. This team has enough talent. They've got Andrew Luck. They've got a very feisty defense that I love to watch. Finally, a defense that I love to watch. They've got a play caller who's smart enough to devise a hell of a game plan to attack teams and really pull at their weaknesses. They're not doing it right now. That's what needs to change. Andrew Luck needs a new mindset. Frank Reich needs a new mindset going into the week four game. I mean, they've got to turn it on. They've got to put teams on notice. We still have Andrew Luck. Ta-da! Still got him. Andrew Luck needs to act like Andrew Luck and not a backup, because right now he's acting like a backup quarterback. He is really good. We should be so lucky to have Andrew Luck as our quarterback right now, folks. And he looks just rudimentary. He looks like just Joe Schmo that the Colts signed last year in the offseason, trying to protect him. They look like The Blake Bortles Jaguars this week. That's what they look like from last year. Trying to protect their quarterback with a run game because their quarterback can't throw downfield outside of play action. That's what they're making this Colts offense, at least let me rephrase that. That's what they made week three's offense with Andrew Luck and Frank Reich calling the plays. That's what happened this week. That can't happen again. The Colts have so much more that they should be earning right now. The Colts should be a team that people are talking about on any sports channel and wondering how the hell they missed out on the Andrew Luck-led Colts with this new feisty defense that's crazy fun, and they can't believe that Leonard and Anthony Walker and Marcus Hunt and Pierre Desir and Malik Hooker, all these guys are making plays. That's what we should be hearing. The Colts, a surprise upstart, are 3-0 this year, only in their second year of the rebuild, just to make everybody happy. This is a team that can earn those wins. This is a team that can win 10 games with the schedule that they've got in front of them right now. Will they? I don't know. But we'll dive in to a little bit more of everything pretty soon. Wanted to get a lot of this off my chest. Want to make sure I don't have anything else in my notes that I meant to talk about or anything like that. But I think you guys get the gist of where I'm at. Angry Monday, I suppose, for the Colts offense, but I'm not gloom and doom on the team. I understand where they're at. I know where they can be. More importantly, I know what they've got. And everybody else is saying they don't got any talent. They've got talent. They've got enough talent. Even when they've got guys out, they've got enough talent to be a good football team, to be a winning football team with the schedule they've got right now. This could be the most advantageous schedule left for any team in the league, I think. I really do. You look at the six games in the division, sure. I mean, you can call those hard games. Right now, they don't look like hard games. The Colts have got to do something. They've got to start stepping on the neck of their opponents. They've got to come out hot like they did in the first 2 weeks, but they've got to finish. I mean, that's been Reich's mantra, hasn't it? I mean, last year it was competition. This year it's be obsessive about finishing, something of that sort, right? They're not finishing. And they've been given opportunities to finish and to do it kind of in style, actually. I mean, this team, I said this at the beginning of the year, this team is going to be the cardiac Colts of the past, and they are so far. First 2 weeks, I was pretty calm, limited expectations. I didn't expect to come in and see this offense today. I expected to see them taking advantage of some opportunities that they're given from a team that's supposed to be really, really good, has got a lot of talent on defense, and I mean, they're just not. I mean, 21 penalties between the two teams today. That was some stupidness. And it was also some really bad calls. There were some bad calls, probably on both sides of the ball. But this is an aggravating game for me. This is. If you guys are cool about it, be cool about it, because you'll be less stressed out about this team. I think when you see, at least me, when I see a team, especially in the Colts, that should achieve so much more because of what they've got, the opportunities that are being given to them, and how these matchups actually are looking as they become a game, as they are heading into the week. The Colts have already screwed up two opportunities. Okay, it's a long season, but they can't keep doing this. That's where I'm at. Like I said, if you guys are very relaxed and just saying, you know, the Colts are going to do okay, that's fine. I'm not calling for anybody's head. I'm not saying this is something that's going to be an excessive issue throughout the entire season. I'm talking about right now. Talking about week three. The Colts offense sucked. The defense did enough. Hopefully, we can kind of level those two out. We have a little bit more of a well-rounded game from the entire roster. That's what I hope to see. So hopefully that's what we get. Thank you guys for coming in and expecting, you know, me to be a little off my rocker a little bit. But this is, to me, this is what gets me aggravated. I don't have many expectations for the defense. The offense, to me, had at least a certain standard with Andrew Luck under center, and that's even dropped. Now, not solely because of one thing. There's a combination of a few, and that's happening. So I don't want to hear about the Colts had guys out too, blah, blah, blah. That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. The top five playmakers on the Eagles were out. Doesn't matter. It makes no difference whatsoever. They gashed the Colts defense, if you want to get real, 450 yards. Okay? With Wendell Smallwood and I don't even remember what his name was. Josh Jones or something like that. The guy from, Josh Adams, not Jones. And Corey Clement. Those guys gashed the Colts for 142 yards. So, this is where we're at right now. The Colts, you know what? Maybe what? They're going to go and they're going to look at this and they're going to say, hey, we learned from this. We'll be better. Let's hope so. Be better. Don't just say that you're going to be better and then not come out and have a better game plan, a better mindset, and a better attack on a defense that is really, I mean, ultimately, the Colts don't have a defense right now on their schedule aside from the Jaguars that should stop Andrew Luck and this offense. I'm not expecting them to score 40 points a game. I expect them to score 24. I think that's reasonable. At least 21, 24, 20, somewhere in there. Even in bad games, they should be scoring 3 touchdowns. So probably tomorrow we'll come back and we'll talk after this one. But this is a heartbreaking loss for Colts. It should be, because the Colts could legitimately be 2-1 with just a simple couple difference plays in this one. And they could be 3-0 if you look at the week one and this week, the combination of all the mistakes that happened in those games. So a lot of excitement if you look at it that way. But when you look at what this team's going to be and what they could be, it aggravates you when they don't achieve the simplest of things that are right there in front of them. So thank you guys all for listening. Thank you guys all for watching. We'll talk to you probably tomorrow. Could be Wednesday, but probably tomorrow or Tuesday night, I mean. One way or the other, we'll have at least 3 to 4 shows up and some news, hopefully. I really hope. I've been teasing this for about 2.5 weeks now, and it keeps getting pushed back. So hopefully we've got some news here in the next day or two to give you guys. But thank you guys all for listening. Talk to you next time right here on the Colts Cast. Stampede Blue.
Hello, I'm Spencer Hall from SB Nation, and I want to tell you about my new show, It Seems Smart. It Seems Smart is a show about people doing things that, for some reason or another, seem smart at the time. Those things might include doing a little cocaine and driving a bike up a mountain. Or, I don't know, maybe racing 100 miles per hour across the country in the middle of the night with no one's permission. Or even stealing a bat from an umpire's room in a Major League Baseball park. Check it out, and if you like it, tell a friend. I'm Spencer Hall. Don't do anything smart.